So, Samantha, this week's I Shake My Head is brought to you by Crocs with socks. There they were today on the bus, Crocs with socks.
I feel so sorry for the person that you're picking apart today. You have fully put on your judgment pants and you're like, I am done with Crocs with socks.
I am done. I never even took them off from last week. I kept them on. They're dirty. They should be washed, but there's never a time to take them off.
There's so many judgments to be made.
That's all I do is I just judge no matter what. And let me tell you, it ended today at Crocs with socks. Shaking my head at Crocs with socks.
Yep. That's
what's the deal with those? What's the deal with those guys?
Maybe it's the comfort of a Croc and the warmth of a sock, for heaven's sake.
Leave it to you to find something, a positive spin on a plastic shoe with a little tiny ankle sock. Not this kid. Not this girl.
All right. Not this girl. Fine, Judgy Lisa.
Shaking my head.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa, it's summer today. Did you notice? Did you notice? Did you notice? Did you notice?
No, because I'm trying. My wardrobe is confused. I don't know what to wear. I'm in pants, a white ankle, and a hoodie. And it's hot.
And it's hot.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's hot. For some reason, I just can't in good conscience bring out my summer work stuff again.
No. I too am in flux. And all I think is, yay, one more day without a coat.
Oh, I don't even care about the coat. The coat's the least of my worry. It's the least of my worry, even though I have a new puffy coat waiting for the fall transition that I don't think we're going to see.
Why? Do you think it's going to go straight from fall to winter?
I think it's going straight to winter.
Oh my God. Seriously?
I think so.
Don't say that. I need at least a month of like chilly weather with no precipitation.
Listen, Mother Nature isn't listening to anybody. She don't care about you. She don't care about you.
Fine. I thought, you know, we've been good.
She don't care about you. People are good everywhere. There's better people than us, Samantha. There's gooder people. There's better people. And they're gooder.
Please don't. Gooder? Really?
They're gooder. Gooder. Yes, they're gooder. They're gooder than us. They're better and they're much gooder. So if I'm Mother Nature, I'm telling you, back of the line.
Okay. Well, right? I don't agree.
Well, I don't know. It's just so crazy, right? Like, and then what this weather's doing is I don't know about you, but it's giving me a bit of a head cold.
Oh my gosh. I was not feeling well Sunday, Monday. Right. And I was like, am I getting sick? Am I getting a cold? I'm going to be pissed if I'm getting a cold.
I thought you weren't feeling well when you went to bed at like 8.
Yeah. I
was just like she's not good. She's not good.
I'm zonked.
But I haven't had any other symptoms. I've only had like nasal.
Did you test for COVID?
I tested. But here's the thing. It's just like when, you drive me fucking crazy. It's just like when I said to you, I have a little bit of a cold. Your eyes went 15 times bigger.
Yeah, because I was with you.
And the first thing you thought was COVID.
No. Yes, all I thought was, you damn bitch, you gave me your cold.
No. If anything, no.
Yes. That's exactly what I thought.
How could you? Maybe you gave me your cold.
No, I think it's the other way around.
I don't think so. I didn't come with a cold.
Okay. We already know that you don't wash your hands.
Like, I wash my hands all the time.
Let's be real. We were in the public washroom.
No.
At Seinfeld.
Just like, because
God knows if you actually like applied.
Just because I'm quicker than you.
Soap.
I'm quicker than you doesn't mean. I am the
quicker
envy.
Quicker doesn't mean better.
No,
quicker
listen. I am the envy of all hand washers.
You are not.
Totally the envy because I get in and I get out.
God. Yes. Yes.
In and out, Samantha. That's what I do. How's your week been?
My week's been great, Lisa. How is yours?
Look, you can't even say it properly.
How's been yours?
Right. It's been good. Thanks.
Right. Other than the fact that you've infected your worker, your coworkers.
No, I haven't. I've been doing office work most of the time. Staying a distance, let everybody know, just a cold, right? Because that's what you have to do now, right? You have to justify it. You have to justify your sniffles now, right? Oh. Right?
Nobody wants to catch a cold, Lisa.
Nobody does. I get that. But guess what?
It's pre-COVID.
It's not going to kill you if you do.
Okay. Calm down. I'm telling you to do.
I'm not being reckless with my cold. I'm just being me.
I'm sensing your frustration and anger through video, and I don't appreciate it. Well, I need you to calm the fuck down.
I'm frustrated because I feel that you always go worst case scenario, and you do.
I did not worst case scenario. Okay. Can you just motherfucking shut up?
Answer me this. Did you or did you not say, are you wearing a mask at work?
I did. Because nobody wants a cold.
No, nobody wants COVID.
Nobody wants a cold.
Nobody wants COVID.
It's being kind and considerate to your fellow man, Lisa. You should think about something other than the 360 mirror that you have going around you 24/7.
Were you sporting your mask this week?
No, because I wasn't coughing or sniffling.
Right, but you just felt you were coming down with something.
Uh-huh.
You were concerned enough.
And then I licked my hands and touched every surface.
Right. So, hi.
Shut up.
Pot. Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
I need you to shut up. That's what I need. I'm having a bad night.
Oh, and why is that? Did your Jays lose again?
They're in the middle of losing. They lost last night.
They
have to win 4 games out of 7, and they're about to lose 2.
Are we playing meaningful baseball still?
Yeah, it's still really meaningful. It's the last week of the season.
Oh, I see.
This could make or break their playoffs.
Do we really think they're going?
Yeah, 2 days ago, they were like pretty much in it.
And now
we're back at the starting line.
Why do I feel a sense of deja vu?
Because this is what they do. Right.
This is the same conversation we have every year at the same time. They looked good. They didn't do good. They suck. They don't get to go anywhere.
And my heart's broken.
Yeah. It's a cycle that you just apparently cannot break.
Right. I'm just like a glutton for punishment. I watch 162 games. And
oh my God.
For what? For what? For what? For what? For what?
I'm not entirely sure, actually.
It makes two of us. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. So you have baseball woes. Boo. Totally. I have nail tech woes because I got schooled by my nail tech last week.
Yeah. Just do what you're told for once.
No, because apparently I cannot relax my hands. And this is not the first time, I hate to say that somebody says, okay, relax your hand, relax, let it go. If you don't, I can't paint your nail. And I'm like, shit.
Shit. You know, you have to unclench them, right?
I know. It's like,
okay. Right? She needs to get at your nail. She's got to pry your paws apart, Samantha.
It's like I'm trying to help. I don't know. It's not good. And I'm like, I just felt horrible because I'm like, you have now officially inherited a tough customer. Not that I'm trying to be. It's just that apparently my hand and I do not know how to relax.
And you've wrecked what this lady's doing for her living for the day on a nice Saturday. She's like, oh, lovely lady. No.
Painting my nails.
Right. Painting nails. Happily painting nails. Oh, no. This one's got her fist clenched. Will not unclench. And that probably goes on your file. Will not unclench fist.
Probably. Right?
So when you walk in next time, they're all going to be like, mm-mm.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Right? Nobody's going to want to take you.
True. Right? Very true.
You know what? You got some issues going on in your head right now. You're messed up.
Don't.
You're a little bit. I feel you're a little
really?
Bit messed up. Yeah.
Sniffles.
It's a cold. Mm-hmm. It's a cold.
All right.
Don't put me down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Well, I got issues with. I have a trigger point with hot things again, apparently.
Yeah. And yet you don't think you have any issues.
Weird. When we were at our favorite haunt on Fridays, I ordered the avocado dip that typically doesn't hurt my mouth. Burnt my mouth. Hot, hot, hot. On fire. The cayenne pepper situation scenario came back to me, came all flooding back, where my mouth and tongue were on fire.
Samantha, I feel like you're looking hard to blame poor cayenne. Poor, poor cayenne. Yes, all she I wants am. To do is flavor your food.
Nope. It's hot and it hurts. It's the two H's I don't approve of.
The hot and hurt. But
it hots and it's hot and
again,
it hurts.
It begs the question, how much friggin' cayenne were you exposed to?
I think a lot. Like, my sister also.
Weird.
Also, it's a little PTSD about it, too.
Wow. Hey,
like, both of us were suffering. Like it was crazy. Not pretty.
That's just crazy, if you ask me.
Dear avocado, try not to hurt me next time, okay?
Right. Hi. Dear Samantha on a trip, try not to get traumatized by a spice, hey? Right? One of the 12 basic spices.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
Okay, but listen, you want to talk about PTSD. I feel I have issues surrounding public washrooms.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. I need to tell you what made me shake my head about a public washroom this week.
Uh-oh.
Okay? And I don't know enough about disposable wipes, but if they're not used on a baby.
Uh-huh.
I believe what would they be used for? Like to wipe your hands, right?
Yes.
Okay. So no. Walked into said bathroom. Thought, oh, somebody had a stinker. No, somebody didn't have a stinker. Somebody used disposable wipes as their toilet paper and then disposed of them in the bin.
Oh.
Didn't even cover them up. Just there they were.
Oh.
Brown poopy wipes. Brown poopy wipes. Right? And I swear to God, I'm about to write a sign that says, if you don't start abiding by the proper etiquette rules in a bathroom, you will be talked about on next week's episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Oh, well, we're doing it right now. We're
doing it right now, right? Right?
Oh my, that is so gross.
So, and then just sitting, just disposed, like I get you're not supposed to flush them.
Yes.
But wouldn't you wrap them in some paper towel or something or toilet paper?
Yeah, so they're just not out there in the open.
There's your poopy. There it is.
Like, did it maybe look like kid poop?
Nope.
Maybe?
Nope. Adult poop.
Really?
Adult. It was adult. This is adult mess.
You're such an aficionado on poop.
I feel I would know kid poop. Totally felt like adult situation. Right?
Totally. Oh my God, that is so, I shake my head at that as well. That's disgusting.
Dear people, I shake my head at all the people who go into a public washroom and make it stinky.
And stinky it up. And then gross.
And
they just make it gross.
And don't even get me started on hot bathrooms.
Oh, don't.
Right?
Don't.
But what do you do? Like, why? Like,
okay. So my I shake my head is very similar to yours because apparently I too have issues with public
washrooms. Right? We have public washroom issues.
Yes. Because at my work, there's unisex bathrooms because they lock, right? So you just walk in, you lock it, and it's.
That's like anybody, mine too.
Yeah. Anybody can use it. So. More often than not, 9 times out of 10, as people like to say, I am having to grab toilet paper or paper towel to put the seat down.
Ugh.
Were you born in a barn?
Right. People? Right.
And then when I thought that phrase, when I encountered it for the too many times, I'm like, where did I learn that phrase? Why am I saying, were you born in a barn? What does that mean? And then I was like, I can't contemplate that right now. I'm pissed off. I have to lower the seat again.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm like, when you leave your home, do you leave your manners there as well?
Do you even have manners there?
Are you not considerate of the next person that is going to walk in to this washroom? Because it may not be a person who flips up the seat.
No, because if you were, you also wouldn't leave fucking poopy, poopy wraps, right?
You know what? It's going to get to the point I may never go to the bathroom again. But then I have to pee. I mean, now we're at an age where we pee every 5 minutes. So that's not possible.
If anything, I'm using the bathroom more.
Right.
So I'm experiencing it even more. So that's the problem, Samantha. Now that we have overactive bladders because we're in our menopause years, what we once could kind of overlook because we maybe only saw it once in a day, we're now seeing it multiple times in the day.
Oh,
because we're in there multiple times.
I'm almost about to put a sign in those washrooms. Put the seat down.
Right.
Yeah, animal.
And then add, you're going to be talked about on I Shake My Head. And then when our ratings go through the roof, we'll be like, I think it was our signs in public washrooms. Right. Just like in the 70s when people write their phone numbers on the wall. Same type of thing.
Oh, my God. Stop it, people.
Right? Like, just...
Don't be disgusting.
Don't be disgusting.
And don't make me use an old-timey phrase, were you born in a barn? Because, again, I can't clarify what that means,
right?
Being born in a barn. Does that mean you're an animal?
I don't know.
Mean that you didn't grow up with manners? Like, I don't know.
But not necessarily, because the baby Jesus was born in a barn. And I have to believe the baby Jesus has manners. Right? Didn't he write the rules on manners and everything else? I think that's all the baby Jesus was worth.
Well, if you believe in that, he wrote the rules for humanity.
He wrote the rules for humanity.
Or Christianity.
For Christianity, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just, I don't want to walk into a bathroom and be like, what the fuck? That's what I want to eliminate the phrase, what the fuck, from being the first thing out of my mouth in all moments of my life.
So true.
Right?
OMG, so true.
Right.
Because that also, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right. Or that phrase. Those are the two phrases.
That's what the fuck?
Or are you fucking kidding me?
It's always the first thing off.
Then you're like, nope, apparently you weren't.
Nope, apparently not.
Oh my goodness. That's so crazy. So crazy. Okay. We went on an outing on Saturday night.
Yes, we did.
We went and saw Jerry Seinfeld, friends of the podcast. You know,
Jer, we like to call him.
What do you call him?
We like to call him Jer.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't. One of us would never, ever make that name a short form.
Okay.
Ever. Just
this
saying.
Is Jerry with a J.
Jerry with a J.
Jerry with a J, Seinfeld.
Thank God. Jerry with a J. Let's just clarify. Jerry with a J. How men named Jerry are supposed to be spelt. Jerry with a J. Okay. So what was our take? What did we think?
Our take was, am I going to be nice?
I guess only you decide that, Samantha.
Would you like me to be truthful?
Well, I think let's be truthful.
Okay. So we got there. The arena was super hot. We were hot from the moment we got in there. Lisa needed 5 million things before she sat down.
Well, I'm not good at having my hands full and sitting with not being able to touch the handles to sit.
Right.
Right.
She had too many things.
I freeze. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do.
So we found the HHG, which is great. We saw the judge, which is great. And then we sat down and then the comedian came on. Lisa, did we laugh?
No, not funny. Not once.
Not once in 20 minutes.
Unlike the crazy lady in the front in front of us.
Oh my God. She was like howling.
I'm like, she must be drunk.
And I'm like, it's not that funny.
It was not funny.
I mean, he was witty. I think he was witty, but it didn't make me want to laugh out loud.
You're going to give him witty? I'm not giving him witty.
I'm going to give him witty.
I'm not giving him witty.
But then Jerry Seinfeld came on, and then it was a little bit, it was better. And he was very catchy. He was very Jerry Seinfeld. Yes. And there were great moments of laughter. Unfortunately, it ended after
and then
an hour.
It was over.
Yeah. An hour and 10 minutes. We're done.
We're done.
Drop the mic. Out we go.
So a couple things that I thought were weird with Jerry Seinfeld. First off, he does not interact with the crowd.
No. And that's what I thought too.
Right.
Joe Coy, who we went to see a couple months ago, interacted with the audience, and it enhanced the whole experience.
Exactly. Right. Like Jerry Seinfeld, all he does is insert city here.
Right.
That's the only thing.
To me, it sounded like he was doing his like if you were at the comedy store or whatever, yeah, he was doing that kind of act, right?
Yeah, because he really like what was cool though is you really got to see how he builds a joke.
Right.
And that was really cool, which made me, yes, I agree, made me think he's practicing,
yes,
his Netflix specials, which are not being filmed in Saskatoon.
They are not being filmed,
right,
in Saskatoon.
So you're right. I think it would be like a testing ground.
Yeah. I think, you know, we were.
Because he's very deliberate, right? Uh-huh. But that wasn't the best part of the night.
What was the best part?
The best part was taking in all the people and looking at all the glorious, glorious sights. As usual, as usual, Samantha, Lisa. I feel Saskatoon did not bring out its best.
They did not represent well.
We never do. We never represent well in these things, do, right?
And okay, let's preface this by Lisa and I are not fashionistas.
No.
However, we do know how to put on a shirt, a pair of pants, and a shoe.
Yeah, and a sweater.
That go together.
That go together, right?
That all go together.
Basic, basic, basic.
The basics. We're basic. We're basic bitches, and we're totally cool with that. However, when someone looks awesome, we recognize that and go, oh, they look very well put together.
Or we go, they're not from here.
Yes, we do say that. They're definitely not up from here.
Yeah.
However, Lisa, while waiting in the line for the bathroom as we leave the stadium, was like,
sometimes, here's the
thing.
Is
pointing out what she has just seen in the bathroom. And I'm like, you need to shut up right now.
I was just trying to make conversation.
And I'm like, as you turn and I saw exactly what you were talking about. I'm like, you shut up. You shut up. Because there was too many people around.
Friends of the podcast, I'm bad. Very bad.
Yes. And she's like, do you understand? Of course I understand what you're talking about. I understand what I'm looking at. Thank you. The girl in the crop top and the Seinfeld looked bad. Everything, head to toe. Right. It wasn't great.
Wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
But then I'm horrible too, because then I look over and go, what? And I step aside and Lisa looks and goes, oh, that's all we have to do.
That's how good of friends we are. We knew exactly what each other was thinking. Totally.
Yes. Because beige fake suede doesn't go with faux black leather pants and a faux wool cream
cashmere
jacket
colored. Yeah.
Jacket. It doesn't go together.
It was not good.
You are not that well. It doesn't go.
You're not fooling anybody.
Nope. It doesn't go.
And then
I don't care what people say about black. It doesn't go with everything. But it just didn't go. You had to see it, people.
It didn't
work. You had to see it.
Trust us, it didn't work. Couldn't take a picture because she was there.
She was there. But the worst thing about that interaction,
even if it had worked, this killed her.
She was waiting in line to go to the washroom stall that had her Aquafina water bottle still sitting there. What?
And ask and how do we know that, friends of the podcast? Because right now you might be wondering, how would they know that? Because she said, can I just zip into that stall? I just have to get my water. Ugh.
It was a plastic Aquafina water bottle. It wasn't a fancy one. It wasn't blinged out. It was what she bought at the show.
Yes. Totally.
So you can't afford a $4 bottle of water that you need to go back for that water.
Not good.
That's not good.
Not good.
That's not good.
Not good.
So the boots were fake. The pants were fake. Everything about this chick was fake because, girl, you needed your $4 bottle of water.
You needed to get that water back. It was bad. It was really bad. What? Really, really bad.
And I'm like, I was just like stunned.
I know.
That she would purposely wait that long to get into that stall so that she could get her stupid bottle of water.
It was the weirdest thing. Weirdest thing. Who does that? Who does that? Who does it? It's weird bathroom etiquette.
It's weird bathroom etiquette. But we had a lot of fun looking at people, that's for sure.
For sure.
There was lots of people to look at.
Lots of people. Always looking at the people.
And Lisa did get her mini donuts in case anybody wanted to know. Mm-hmm. And what delightful. Did you say? No, that you did not say they were delightful. You lying. You're lying.
I'm lying. They weren't that good.
You're right.
They weren't that good.
But who had to hang on to them?
You offered to hang on to them.
No, I did not.
Well, that just seems Why? To be what Why? You would. Because I can't hold on to too many things.
You had two glasses of wine.
I had two glasses of wine.
You're hanging on to those.
Wine trumps mini donuts every time. Every single time. Every single time, Samantha.
Oh, yeah. Right? But yeah, I mean, it was short, but it was good.
It was still fun. Still fun to go out, right?
It was still fun. You know what? He's never coming back here. So honestly, it was probably good to go now.
Yeah. I don't think he crossed off his bucket list and was like, thank God I got to see Saskatoon.
Right? And Winnipeg.
And Winnipeg. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I do remember a funny conversation we had as we were driving to our pre-show dinner.
Yes.
You mentioned that something in your household was not gray enough.
My TV stand.
Yeah. So that's the color. It's not gray enough.
It's not gray enough.
And right? You said it was the cousin of dimply white.
Of dimply white. Right.
And if you're sorry, go
ahead. I was just gonna say, friends of the podcast, if you remember many years ago, we had talked about dimply white as a crayon.
Yes.
Right.
And now you were wondering, or I was wondering, if they were next door to each other.
I feel
the crayon box.
I feel not gray enough is one shade down from dimply white, right? You want it to be gray enough, but it's just not quite gray enough.
Yeah. So that's right? The name of it. Not gray enough.
Not gray enough. So if you're looking for that color, some people might call it light gray. I call it not gray enough. Right?
I don't know. It was a funny conversation.
It was a funny conversation.
This is how you should name colors that you're not sure.
Right. Just as you see them, right? I'm looking at my TV stand and I like it, but I'm like, I would like it if it was grayer. It's just not gray enough.
Right. And maybe fuchsia could be not quite pink.
Not quite pink. Not right. Quite or, pink. Or it's just too pink. Right. It's too bright pink.
Like, why aren't those names used? Because that I would get.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I would totally understand that, right? Maybe we need to reinvent the crayon box.
Oh, that would be fun.
Right? And we'd add new colors like dimply white. That is just fat girls not tanned. Totally fat girls not tanned. Dimply white.
And we could be snot green.
Snot green. Definitely. It's right? Very visual, right? Like you can see what it is. That's the beauty
brown,
of it.
Poopy brown.
Poopy brown, right? Poopy brown. Right?
Yellow pea.
Yellow pea. You could do dirty period red.
Oh! That's disgusting.
Well.
Oh, my God.
It's not much different from poo.
You just had somebody go, bleh.
That's okay. That's okay. Keeps them awake. Keeps them awake.
Keeps them awake.
Okay. But I have a question for you, Samantha.
All right.
The weirdest thing happened the other day, friends of the podcast. I got a text from Sam at 5:42 a.m. That's 20 to 6 in the morning, okay? And all I thought as I answered it was, what the hell time? Why are you awake?
What the hell?
What the hell? Why were you awake at 20 to 6 in the morning?
I was just awake. My body was like, you're up. I'm like, okay.
So weird.
And then I figured you're up too. So I didn't want to forget what I was thinking about. Right, so I just like, I'm going to text Lisa. She's going to be up. Who's, and who I am saw, I? Who I are saw we kidding?
It. Exactly. And I answered. I just thought it was odd that you were up.
I know. It's just all of a sudden now my body is like, you're now officially awake before your alarm.
Yeah, because when you go to bed at 8 o'clock, Samantha, your body is
tired.
Your body is saying by 5:30, you've had enough sleep.
Yeah, and I was tired. And it wasn't eight. That's an over-exaggeration.
Not by much.
And I'm pretty sure that everybody was totally like, I agree with you, Sam. If you need to go to bed at eight, you go. You go, girl.
Well, especially now that it's getting dark and cold.
Oh, God. And right? Here we are in our caveman.
It's your hibernation season. It's quickly approaching.
Go to the cave. Find the blanket.
Right. Find the blanket. Go to the cave. Find the blanket. Make the hot chocolate and rest, Samantha.
Where's the Hallmark Christmas movies?
Oh, too soon. Okay. But my question is there such thing as texting etiquette? Like, is there like remember how I wouldn't phone you at 5:42 in the morning?
No, you would not.
Right? I wouldn't phone you after 10 because you'd think somebody died.
I think you have to think of the person, right? Yeah. I knew full well that you were up.
And I was. Totally was. So, right?
I didn't feel I needed to wait till 6. If this was the HHG, I would have waited till 10.
Oh, see, I will text the HHG at whatever time because I know at some point she'll see it and she'll reply. Uh-huh. Right? But sometimes she's a late texter too sometimes because she's up late, right?
So is that your texting etiquette? Is that even if we don't answer, you're just going to text it anyways in the hopes that we answer it like whenever we see it again?
Yeah, at some point you'll see it. I would assume, right? That's what I would think. But it's just so different than remember when you used to call people. Like you'd never call people after a certain time because if you did, it meant somebody died.
Right.
Or there's like been a horrible accident.
Anything after 9 or 10 at night.
Right. You just didn't call.
And early morning, bad idea.
Bad idea, right?
Yeah.
That was just rude. But texting, whatever.
Texting, no rules.
No rules. You just willy-nilly text.
There's only rules, I think, when you use LOL or weird, emojis like and stuff like that.
Exactly, right? So I was just curious about that.
Okay. Well, sorry to freak you out, but whatever.
It's okay. I wasn't really that freaked out.
No, I know. Yeah. Okay. So with sleeping comes the idea that at some point you will have to pee.
Right.
When you wake up, do you automatically, I got to pee? Like, or are you like, get up, wander around, grab a drink, start your day, then pee?
I got to pee.
It's like immediately got to pee.
Immediately got to pee.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if everybody's
probably
like
waiting
that.
Half an hour to pee.
This is the conversation from last week.
Right? So yes, immediately got to pee. Immediately
pee. Got to pee.
Yeah, right? Immediately. Totally.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. That's just my first stop, eh? I don't even think twice.
No.
No. That's just what it is. Yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it. However, I do have to pee. I'll be quick.
Okay. All right, Lisa, you may feel like I'm picking on you.
Always.
But don't, because I just feel like I need to bring something up. And maybe the friends of the podcast can weigh in, because it just seems a little weird to me that I feel like the North End has changed you by moving to the North End of the city. You now have this weird thing where you have to be dropped off at the Circle K that you call the muster point.
I want to be dropped off at the muster point.
Yes. And I'm like, why is that, Lisa? Why must I drop you off mere meters from your door?
Because I live on the main level and I don't want people seeing my business.
You're just coming home.
It feels different. It feels different.
How is that different?
Because it feels like people are nosy.
Well, you do. Everyone came to see you. So let's be real.
Right? So I just get dry. I like the muster point. I think it's just easier that way.
Do you honestly think that they still don't stare out their window and watch you walk to the front door?
Samantha, I think everybody's day revolves around me 100% of the time, all the time.
Why would you think that?
I always have. You know
that's,
that.
It's really wrong of you, actually, but...
I am always on your mind.
No.
I am always on your mind. I'm just joking. It's just how I feel.
I know, but I'm sure they don't care.
I'm sure they don't, but I care.
I know. And now you're just obsessed You're like obsessed about this. Like,
it's just the muster point. Just call it the muster point.
I don't understand.
Okay, you drop me off at the muster point.
I don't want to do this in winter.
What difference does it make to you? You're not walking it. It's three steps.
I know, but their parking lot's not going to be maintained. It's going to be horrible. There's going to be ruts. I don't want to do that.
Well, we'll have to cross that bridge when we get to winter.
Oh.
I just like to be dropped off at the muster point.
Are you going through the front door or the back door?
Back door.
Oh my God. Seriously?
Yeah.
You're right there. Your apartment is right there.
I know. I like to go through the back.
After why?
From the muster point to the back entrance.
And why? Why?
I don't have a reason.
No. Nope.
I just do.
Nope. Nope. This is weird. And now you need to explain yourself.
I don't have an explanation. I just think that people are too nosy and I don't like that.
You don't think the people on the back half of your apartment building aren't staring at you?
Well, they might, but they're just wondering now, why is she walking?
Why she leave her cute tall husband? What's right? She been doing all night?
Right? I don't need
girl.
That. I don't need that type of gossip in my life.
Oh my God. They're already gossiping about you.
Well, I
do
don't
you know
need
that. She gets dropped off at the Circle K and then to the back door. They're already talking, Lisa.
That's fine. That they can talk about. It's just the muster point. I'm okay with it. That's just what I like. That's what I like.
I don't get it.
Well, I don't can't explain it. That's just how it is.
Oh.
Sorry.
Anyone else want to weigh into this conversation?
Sometimes
there's
the odd thing about me that's just weird that you have to, after all these years, just be okay with.
No,
set
I cannot.
Set it and forget it. Set
nope.
it and forget it.
I just really can't.
Well, you have to.
No.
You're never going to get to the bottom of it.
Because you never muster pointed at the other place.
I didn't need to. I felt I lived on the third floor. Nobody cared up there. When you're on the ground, people care.
Oh my God, seriously?
Feels different.
Feels different.
Okay. Feels different. And all you right. couldn't muster at my old place. I'd get knifed, robbed, and killed.
That's true.
Different. Right? Different.
Very true. Very true.
Do it. You couldn't okay. work a muster.
I know.
Right? No, I have a muster point. Maybe I always wanted a muster point. I don't know.
Well, it's something. That's it's, for sure.
Right. Maybe everybody odd. Should have a muster point. It's like having a safe word.
It is not the same. But
it's like having a safe word.
Nope, it's not the same. Oh my God. Okay. Maybe these two will have a safe word. I think we need to talk about T Swift and Travis Kelce.
Aw.
Because I'm shaking my head at them. I'm shaking
I'm not,
my
I'm
head
doing the opposite.
At T Swift and Travis Kelce because I think it is not genuine.
I think I need this to work out.
Oh, really?
I'm totally invested in it.
You and every T Swiftie fan in the world yep. is totally invested.
Yep. Why don't you think it's real?
I just don't. It just seems odd.
Because he's a big burly odd. Football player?
No, it's not that. I think that are his intentions pure with our T Swift? Is he just trying to capture a piece of her very, very
he doesn't
large
need to.
Fame ball?
He doesn't need to, Samantha.
Yes, he does. He's just a football player.
He's he's worth millions and millions and millions and millions and millions. Okay. And then millions. Right?
Okay, obviously I don't know enough about him to,
right.
you know.
Right.
But
he is
I just,
more than just a football player.
I guess I'm waiting to see what Taylor Swift does in this situation because he's doing the whole like pursue kind of thing.
Yes.
And I'm just curious as to what the next steps will be for the
maybe
for the
she's
two of
gonna
them.
Maybe she's gonna like that. Maybe he's a great guy. Maybe you're judging him based on what he does for a living, I feel.
No, nope, I'm not. Not
yes,
at all.
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm not
he's,
judging him by his being a football player
a football
at
player.
All. No, I'm not. I do think people are reading into the fact that she attended his game. I think that we just need to see if they
she
go
was
on
hanging out with
an
his
actual.
Parents.
They need to go on another date. They
she
need to go
hanging,
on a date.
She was hanging with the parents.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Well,
they could be friends. There's nothing wrong with them being friends.
I don't know. I feel that you like feel that
I'm
you've
just,
birthed
I'm, you
Taylor Swift and you're like, nobody's good enough for my girl.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Mm. I'm just shaking my head at the phenomenon, like the massive like, oh my God, they're the best. They're going to be it. It's the it. It's like, stop it.
It's because he's super popular.
And it's so much pressure.
It's, well, of course. Hi, J-Lo.
Stop it.
It's the same people. Type of thing. It's the
stop
same.
Predicting, you know, someone's love life.
Okay, but let's be honest, right? Taylor Swift has not had a lot of luckiness in love.
She dated the previous guy for doesn't a few
matter.
Years.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't
matter. Which, by the way, no one remembers his name anymore.
Right, right. They never work out. So we don't know that maybe T Swift isn't part of the issue here.
Okay, fine. And maybe she is, maybe she isn't. He right. could be, he could have issues. Everybody has issues.
Or
right?
maybe he's just a wonderful guy.
Maybe. Maybe. But now apparently his jersey has sold, the sales of his jersey have gone up 400%.
That's just good marketing.
And now people, T-Swifties, are going to football games that they would never have attended before.
Perfect marketing. It's a win-win for everybody.
And then that's my thought. Is this a marketing ploy?
I don't think either of them need it to be. So why would it be?
Well, she doesn't. He's not helping her. She's helping him.
Helping her too. They're helping
in
each
what
other.
Way? In what way?
Okay, listen.
She doesn't need any help.
Neither does he.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Could you just Google him, learn a little bit about him?
I did. I saw snippets of his podcast with his brother.
Right. Okay. Okay.
They're actually quite funny.
Yeah, they are. They are.
So okay. I don't know. I'm just saying I'm going to hold off. I'm going to hold off. I just shake my head at the whole, like, it's like a whirlwind and everyone's just, it's like a tornado and everyone's enhancing the tornado. And it's like,
totally.
These two are just like, we just want to hang out.
So let them hang out. But the world's been waiting for some good gossip, right?
That's true.
Because the Joe Jonas thing is flopping in front of us.
Okay. You need to explain yourself because you flopped. You flip-flopped. You need to tell the people of the friends of the podcast that you flip-flopped from last week.
Okay. So last week I was Team Joe because I thought Sophie Turner was a douchebag.
That's such a harsh word.
I know. Sorry. This week, I think they're both douchebags.
No. Yeah. You cannot.
I can't.
All of a sudden, say both are horrible.
I think their situation is horrible. I think they're both being horrible. I take it back. I'm not totally taking one side. I think they're both bad.
So
that's how I feel now.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Base that on what?
What I've read in the news.
And we believe everything we read, right?
And the TikTok. I would believe the TikTok.
Oh, God. Yes. Why would we believe the TikTok?
We believe the TikTok, right?
Yes.
I'm just saying, I may have jumped the gun by declaring a side. Now I think both sides suck. And let's move on. Now we have Taylor Swift. Because now we have Taylor Swift to deal with.
Well, it's a little more exciting to watch her date someone.
Yeah. Let's see how this, let's see if we can throw like gasoline on the fire and watch where it goes.
Yes, because watching people divorce isn't very sexy, is it?
No, it's kind of boring, right? It's kind of boring.
Right, right. And we don't need boring.
We don't need boring.
Sexy.
We need and sexy.
They're calling them, there's a moniker who, oh, I heard it was Trailer.
Trailer.
They're calling them Trailer.
That's
and I'm
funny.
Like, really?
You always got to just make it a nickname somehow.
Make it a nickname.
Always making
so
it a nickname.
So apparently we're just going to focus on them. And maybe that was the whole, oh my God, I just
Take
thought
the
of
heat.
It.
Take the heat. Maybe she's taking one for the team.
Right? And she is blowing up with Travis so that everybody forgets about Sophie.
Right. You never know. Right?
And the unsexy divorce from a Jonas brother.
Right. Oh, hi. Well, why did you marry a Jonas brother in the first place? Right? I guess she did marry the best looking one out of the ugly brothers.
Stop.
That's an ugly family. Let's be honest.
So mean.
They tout themselves like they're this hot-looking group there, and they're not.
Oh, my God.
And they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Which Jonas brother do you think is the hottest?
I don't really look at them that way.
Right, because you can't. Because they're not. That's why. Because you can't, because they're not.
Oh, my God.
Totally the reason.
You're so rude.
Totally the reason, Samantha.
Ugh. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. But speaking of people who should and should not date.
Oh yeah, we saw that. We saw that.
We had firsthand experience. We sat beside a couple that were apparently on a first date. It was a first date.
It had to have been a first date.
Had to be a first date. And Lisa
maybe
was even, like,
and I think a blind date.
Do you think it was blind?
Well, maybe
no.
Just,
I don't. No, think so.
Maybe not blind.
I don't think so. It didn't feel like that.
No.
Immediately, Lisa declared, "I wouldn't date him.
I wouldn't date him. I would not date him."
And I declared, "It's not about you. It's about the girl sitting at the table with the
Should
guy."
Should I get that? However, he's not my type of guy.
Right, because apparently, being bald.
Why are
is,
you? Why?
Is
why
a sticking do you... point. It's a sticking point with you, Lisa.
It's not a total sticking point, but I just didn't like the vibe that dude was giving off, and the fact that he was bald just was not selling it to me. Right?
Well, you did say that you felt that he was not attractive enough for the woman sitting across the table.
Right. And then didn't you say you didn't feel he was big enough? Because you like chunky men?
I like men with substance. This gentleman was very thin.
Right.
Like he didn't eat.
So
that's again, not helpful.
Pot calling the kettle.
Yes, Lisa.
It's the exact same thing.
But unfortunately, we can hear their conversation, and they were talking a lot about their children.
Yeah, awkward.
So both of them were apparently married before or had kids from previous relationships. And I'm like, you guys need to find other conversation to talk about, because your kids should not be the common denominator.
This is not going to be the tie that binds. Right? I didn't hear one thing about, well, how's your job? No. Do you have a pastime? Do you have a hobby? Nothing.
Do you like to swing from the chandelier? Right? Like, nothing good was coming from
this
conversation.
Do you have a safe word? Anything, right? There was nothing.
Nothing good. Mm-mm. Nothing good. And all I thought was, you could probably do better.
She could do better.
She could.
She could do better. She could do better. For sure she could. Okay. But I got something here for you. And I shake my head.
Ah.
And I can't help that it has to do with sitting on the bus. It's the funniest. This is the funniest thing that happens when you get on the bus, when you have to sit beside somebody. When you get on the bus and you sit beside somebody, Samantha, they automatically clutch whatever they have, whether it be knapsack or purse or shopping bag, tighter and closer to their chest. Like, it's mine. Don't take it. Every single time, not just with me, with everybody.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, hi, I'm just sitting in the seat. I'm not here to rob you or to take your knapsack. I'm never going to wear a knapsack, I promise.
I mean, like, what do they think is going to happen at that moment?
I don't know, but it's like they just, and it's like you can see them get all tight and small.
Oh my God.
Right? Like they're just like, my space is gone and now I have to clutch my stuff for all I can because the stranger might take it.
Well, do you look like a thief when you get on the bus? Like, do you look cagey? Are you looking from side to side? Is that what's happening?
I don't know. Like maybe I look weird sometimes because I take pictures. But I don't think people can tell I'm taking pictures, right? They probably just think I'm reading the news. Because I can't tell when people take pictures of me.
Okay. So take your pictures on the bus, Lisa,
yes.
Are you sitting beside someone at that point?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
I'm taking around me of other people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if maybe they're flinching because they've heard of this person who gets on the bus and acts a little strange and takes pictures of people. Maybe
it's very discreet. They don't even know that
they're
being...
They've dubbed you the weirdo on the bus.
Well, I mean, I would have to think that for every dude on the bus that I take a picture of, I'm sure I'm somebody's dude too. Right? I'm sure I'm somebody's dude.
Oh, you probably are. But yeah, I would shake... I mean, you're right. I shake my head at that too because...
It's just weird.
It is a flex. It's like automatically, it's like...
Yeah, like it's weird. It's just really weird. You know what else is really weird? I was watching, you know how I PVR Live with Kelly and Mark?
Uh-huh.
I was watching it last week. Well, I don't remember which day. They were talking about pumpkin spice.
Uh-huh.
Odd. Not odd that they're talking about pumpkin spice because I get everybody talks about pumpkin spice. What was odd was when Kelly said, and I quote, "I like my pumpkin spice in a pie." some familiar friends from the podcast.
Oh my God. She's not listening to the podcast, Lisa.
I think she's listening.
She's not.
I think she's listening.
Everyone likes their pumpkin spice in a pie.
Not everybody uses my exact same words, Samantha.
It's not unique to you.
It's unique.
No, it's not.
Unique. It's no, unique. It's unique. And then he starts talking, and their whole conversation sounded like you and I talking.
Uh-huh.
Totally like us talking, right?
Yes.
Just saying. And I don't care. Go ahead. Use my words, Kelly. Just like give us a shout out, would ya?
If you could just be kind enough to give us a shout out.
Just say, to quote my friends, I shake my head with Lisa and Sam. I like my pie. I like my spice in a pie. I get that.
Okay.
I get that. That's no big deal, right?
You're delirious, but that's okay.
I'm just saying, right? Could be the cold. Could be the cold. All right. Okay. Read an article. Says, Selena Gomez turns heads in steamy outfit. Should you and I have a steamy outfit?
No.
Do we have a steamy outfit?
No.
Do we want a steamy outfit?
No, not really.
No, not really?
Not at our age. I don't know.
I just thought it was funny. I'm like, well, what would my steamy outfit be if I was going to have a steamy outfit?
Well, a steamy outfit usually means like it's tighter. There's a slit. Maybe there's some cleavage. There's well,
I can
not
show
much,
the cleavage depending like, on much the tank of a, top.
Yeah, there's not much of a sleeve happening. Yeah.
Sounds maybe like my orange tank top.
A dip, you know, a little dip in the back.
I don't quite check off all the boxes.
Yeah, it's a bit of a number, you know. So yeah.
You don't think we should try and have a number?
Well, if you want to give it a go and slip that on and take a picture and then show it to the world, you could be and
right. Say, this is right my. What do you think? Is this my steamy outfit?
It's my steamy outfit. Woo woo!
Maybe we can cut and paste our faces on a picture for the friends of the podcast, and we can figure out what our steamy outfit might be. Right?
Oh my God!
I bet you I could figure that out, and they could vote. They could vote on who has the best steamy outfit. Is it Lisa or Sam?
Yeah, okay.
That'd be kind of funny.
Oh my God. No, Lisa, we do not have a steamy outfit. And no, we don't. We probably shouldn't get one.
I think we're past our steamy outfit years.
Oh, you know, Selena Gomez is a young woman still. So, you know, she needs to have her
steam
bit of fun.
She needs to have her steam on.
Yeah. We don't need to have that. Mm-mm. It's not necessary.
When I'm in a steamy outfit, it's because I'm having a hot flash. That's why I'm steamy in my outfit.
If I'm being steamy, I'm in the shower. So
I'm in the shower. Exactly, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so your Facebook Tuesday.
Not mine. Sandra Kahn's.
Sandra's
Facebook Tuesday.
It went over well, Sandra. They had a lot of opinions.
They loved. I think that she did well with pie.
She did do well with pie. Right. There was no love for cherry, though.
There never is. And no. Why? Why?
I would cherry pie.
I like cherry pie.
No, I don't. But then a close second, raw strawberry rhubarb.
You can't. You know what? It makes me think people haven't tried it.
It makes me think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Strawberry rhubarb pie is the bomb.com, people.
So good.
But I agree with people not liking chocolate pie because I just think,
that hurts. It's pudding. It's pudding in a pie crust. Pudding and graham wafer.
No, you know what it is? It's that weird layer on top of the chocolate pie. Mm. It's like
skin.
Oh, it's rubbery.
But you get, if you put a piece of saran wrap on top of that, when the pie is settling, you don't get that.
No, it's just.
It can be fixed. Ask Chef Lisa. I know these things.
It can be fixed.
It can be fixed. I know these things. I cook.
Oh, okay. But apparently the pecan pie is too sweet.
But it's like a tart.
I know it's like a tart. And it is very sweet. Like
it is.
Holy, holy sugar, Batman.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
I thought it was delightful.
I thought it was a good go at pie.
I can't wait for someone else to do next Tuesday.
I know. So far, we haven't had any takers.
Come on, people.
Somebody. Who wants to do next week's? One has to go.
Yeah. Who wants to help out Lisa?
right?
Oh, and I do believe that Haley Sims tried to make you take responsible for Wednesday's Would You Rather.
I said, that's totally on you. I have nothing to do with that. Yeah, I tapped right out of it.
I copped to it. I just want to let everybody know, I decide what happens on Would You Rather Wednesday.
I do not consult
Lisa one way or another.
Not at all.
And today it was about spiders and snakes.
Yeah, she's starting to think about Halloween. That's why.
I even bought a little witchy that you turn on and she glows. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Just what the world
needs. Halloween is coming. Halloween is coming.
Sucks. Except the candy.
I gotta practice my cackle.
No, you don't have to practice. You have it. Right? There it is.
I know.
Right? You just have to do your makeup.
Oh my God. I might dress up like that again this year. I had so much fun when I did that.
It's very becoming of you.
You know what?
It's an easy transition for you.
Shut up.
Well, I'm just saying, you seem to make the leap easily. That's all I'm saying. Don't take it all personal.
All right, Lisa.
All right, Samantha.
All right. Okay, but, you know, because we got the Facebooks, that means we got all the socials, you guys. So you can connect with us on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We do have YouTube as well, everyone, where you can go and watch the full recording of any episode that you want.
And people are liking this. People are like seeing us.
Yeah. So
like, go tonight, check it out. If you tune in tonight, you're going to see me wiping my nose.
You're not
blowing my nose.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Well, it's just raw.
Well, you do. And she blows her nose. So that's exciting too for you folks.
I have a cold.
Anyways, all you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and you will be able to find all the things that we are on. But we do have Patreon as well, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and extra episode every month. And this past month, the Patreons got a 30-minute video of Lisa and I to watch.
And they got a sneak peek into something we might be planning.
Yes. So... right. Something to think about if you'd like to get some extra content from us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. I have a confession.
Oh, there's so many confessions these days.
I have a confession, Samantha. So we shop at the Safeway sometimes now, hey? And the Safeway comes with the scene card.
Oh, yes. I know that.
I am a proud scene card carrier now.
What?
Yeah. Because you get points.
Yeah. You're going to start paying for the movies.
No. I'm not getting points for you. These are family points, thank you.
No, they're not.
Yours are individual points. Mine are family points.
Your husband is never going to a movie.
There's other things you can use it for.
Really?
Yeah, right? You can probably use it for other stuff too. All I'm saying is don't let me loose with that card, because the other night at Safeway, I almost was going to buy 3 boxes of Orville Redenbacher popcorn, because you got 700 points if you bought 3.
Oh my God, you're that person.
I'm like, well, why wouldn't we get 3?
You're that person.
I think I could be that person. I want the points. I want to gobble up the points.
Okay, so now
you're
going to be overly stocked just because you want the scene
points. Because I want the scene points. Because I like to win. Right?
What are you winning?
I don't know. It just feels like it's a contest. I feel like I'm in a game.
Oh my God.
Right? Like, get the points. You want the points? Get the points. I'll take the points.
You have to have so many points to add up to something.
Well, I'm just starting to add them up now. Don't like count me out of this race.
You get weirdly obsessed and slash addicted to things.
I'm all about the points, points.
Yeah. And now this is just another one.
Yeah. No, that's all. When I'm looking at the aisles, I'm just looking at the labels. Points.
Seriously?
Totally. I'm all about the points.
Don't buy stuff unless you need it.
I want the points.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's what I want, is I want the points, Samantha.
I don't understand you at all.
You don't need to. I don't need you understanding me. I understand me. That's all that matters.
This is true. And I hope your husband understands you as well when you come home with five boxes of tampons when you didn't need them.
And haven't for a long time. They had scene
points. No, but dear, they had scene points.
They had scene points attached to them. I got the points.
Oh my God.
Oh, I can't wait. God. Give me the points. Give me the points.
Well, maybe scene points can be linked to tickets to NSYNC.
I'm not going to NSYNC.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I'm not going.
Yeah, they're totally gonna tour. They are gonna drop that new song any day now. Maybe they already have. I'm not sure. But all I gotta say is, dear Ticketmaster, get your shit together, because NSYNC, you thought Taylor Swift was bad. NSYNC's gonna blow your fucking mind.
Dear Ticketmaster, I want you not to have your shit together. I'm promoting you to be crappy and hard to get tickets from.
That's rude. That's rude.
I don't want to go. Oh, Michelle, so rude. HHG can go with you.
Oh, she couldn't even get tickets to T-Swift, which, by the way, even if you got tickets to T-Swift, does not guarantee that you can actually find somewhere to stay.
Right. Right.
Are you kidding me?
You're commuting from Vancouver.
Oh, my God.
Right? And hopefully you got the flight. Are you kidding me?
You bought all these, everybody bought all these tickets to Toronto, and anybody that has to fly in, they're going to be like sleeping at the airport.
Yeah. Toronto sold out.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. It's really crazy. You betcha.
That is just so wrong.
It's really, really, really weird, Samantha.
I mean, that's next year's problem, but whatever.
Right. Right. It's a year away still.
That is next year's problem. We're not thinking about that now.
Not yet.
All right. I am going to shake my head, and even though I love it, I am going to shake my head about everyone in pumpkin spice.
Everywhere you go, there's pumpkin spice.
Like, even Tim Hortons, fully ensconced in the weirdness of pumpkin spice.
7-Eleven?
What?
7-Eleven.
What are they giving away with pumpkin
spice?
They're doing a
hot beverage.
Of course, everybody's doing a hot beverage.
And I think they're doing a muffin.
Muffin. Okay, fine. I get a muffin.
But at a convenience store, can't it just stay at a few places? Ugh. I'm shaking my head too at that. It doesn't
understand.
Have to be everywhere.
No, it doesn't.
Pick two places and let the people go. Let the people flock. Let the people flock to it.
Let him fly. Right?
Let them come to you, pumpkin spice. Now, pumpkin spice, it's just whoring itself out. It's cheapening itself. And it's just, it's, you know what it is? You know what it is, Samantha? Pumpkin spice is the town bike.
Oh,
totally the town bike. Everybody's riding it.
That's so rude.
Everybody's riding it.
Oh, that's so rude.
Right? We've hoored out pumpkin spice. Way to go, North America. You've hoored out pumpkin spice. You took something special and wonderful to some, and now you've hoored it out and thrown it at the 7-Eleven.
Like, maybe we need to consider, like, apple cinnamon.
Gingerbread. Caramel. Brulee. Well,
gingerbread is more of a Christmas thing.
Well, we're almost there. Right?
All right.
There's lots of other smells.
Where I can't even talk now.
No, just because you're thinking about pumpkin spice being poured out.
I'm thinking about pumpkin spice.
Yeah, pumpkin spice became everybody's bitch.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. You're absolutely right, Lisa.
Totally did. Totally, totally did.
Totally.
Yeah, but here's something funny. Here's a few of the weirdest pumpkin spice things out there right now, okay? Uh-huh. Pumpkin spice latte body wash.
I don't know. Is that right? That's
like, do you want to smell like pumpkin spice on your body?
Does your hoo-ha need to smell like a spiced pumpkin?
You'd have to ask somebody else about that, I guess, right? Right? It's disgusting. Pumpkin spice hummus.
Oh, God, no. Oh, my God, no.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Pumpkin spice Twinkies?
No. No. Just, why are you messing with the Twinkie?
Right, right. I'm choking to death because the thought of this is making me cough. Philadelphia pumpkin spice cream cheese?
No. Well, it might be good on a bagel.
You think it might be good on a bagel?
It might be good on a bagel.
Sorry, friends of the podcast. I'm all choked up. Number five, pumpkin spice dog shampoo.
Do you need your dog smelling like a pumpkin?
Right. That sounds horrible.
It does sound horrible.
Right. Bad enough. Oh, okay, I'm not even going to say it. Oh, I want to say it so bad. Bad enough your pussy could smell like pumpkin spice, but so can your puppy. I had to say it. You know it had to be said. It had to be said.
It had to be said.
It had to be said. It was too. It was just too obvious to not say it.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Heavens, no. Like, that's maybe not.
No. Right?
There's only so many washes that we should have that smell like a fruit.
Right. Right. And a spicy, aromatic fruit at that.
That reminds you of like a coffee or right. A muffin. Like, well, muffin, I mean, maybe.
Right. A pie. A pie. Oh, same thing. And a pie.
Same thing.
Maybe there's something to this we didn't know about. I don't know.
It could be. Could be. Could be.
Could be. Could be.
You know what it's making me think of, though?
What?
It's making me think of turkey and stuffing.
Oh, and then that makes me think that it's cut your birthday coming up, October 8th, 9th, 10th, or 11th, or 12th. Somewhere in that week.
Somewhere in that week.
Samantha has a birthday.
Yeah,
right?
Somewhere. Somewhere, somehow.
Somewhere around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm ready for Thanksgiving, too.
I could go for a good helping of turkey and stuffing.
Oh, I love stuffing, hey?
So do I. I love it with turkey. And then you put a little cranberry sauce in there. Oh, yeah. Maybe throw some gravy on top.
Yeah, it's the best.
Delish. Delish.
Delish. It's time. It's time.
You know what I've noticed, though?
What?
I'm not craving potatoes.
Really?
I don't. You know what? I think you have cured me of my love of French fries and potatoes.
Only you couldn't find enough love in your heart to share potatoes. You had to draw the line and say, this will not end our friendship, but you should be fucking thankful that it's not.
You started loving truffle fries and I'm like, and I'm done.
And you're done. And now I thumb my nose at fries. I'll take a salad. Right?
I do everything but a French fry now.
You can't put that on me.
Every once in a while, I'll get a hankering for a certain kind of French fry.
Or you'll get
it. But honestly, potatoes are not my go-to anymore.
So what's replaced it?
Like, I'd rather have the stuffing and turkey instead of potatoes, stuffing, and turkey.
Huh.
I know.
It's never really was my go-to.
Yeah, but you took it, so it's yours.
I didn't take it. I borrowed it.
It's yours.
I borrowed one. Potatoes come in 25 different varieties. I borrowed one. You would have been bad out in the playground because you would never have shared your toys.
I would never have shared my toys.
That's too funny. Okay, so speaking of food, there's a show on Sunday mornings. It's an American show. I don't know what channel it's on, and it's called The Phantom Gourmet. Have you ever watched it?
No.
It's literally about all the best restaurants in Boston and Maine and New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
So good. And then they pick the top five. And then you get to decide which one's the best one.
Oh, okay.
If anybody, friends of the podcast, are ever, I should have told the HHG when she was going there, I could have given her a whole list of restaurants. Wasn't thinking. Because Mike and I watch this show.
Uh-huh.
So we feel that we're like experts in the clam chowder.
Oh, God.
And, you know, in the lobster roll, things like that, right? We know the places because this show speaks to us. You should watch it one Sunday. You probably get it.
Is it your love of seafood in a landlocked province?
No, because don't love seafood. But it's just, and then sometimes they'll show like a chicken parm, right? Because they'll show like, you know, a good Italian restaurant.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. You should watch it. It's on, it's just Sunday mornings. It's just on regular cable. I know that you don't really love regular cable anymore.
No, because there's too many commercials.
But this is a good show.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot, Samantha. The Phantom Gourmet. Okay. Phantom Gourmet.
Okay, so we were speaking about Selena Gomez's like signature, or she had a steamy outfit?
Steamy.
Steamy outfit. Do you have a signature look, Lisa, that you go to? Do you have a signature outfit that just screams Lisa?
Yeah, my husband would say it's an oversized pair of pajama bottoms and a should have been thrown away 15 years ago orange tank top.
Right?
Nothing says your woman looks good like this. And now my tank top, I've spilt bleach on it, so it's all splattered.
Yep.
Right? Yep. I can't part with it.
You just love it so much.
I love it so much. What about you?
My signature outfit would be...
That's my comfy outfit.
That's your comfy outfit. My signature outfit, if I was going out, would be like, you know, big chunky boots, jeans, a sweater, t-shirt.
Now, when you say chunky boots, are you talking like a... What do you mean chunky? Like a
platform boot, because I like to feel tall.
You like to feel tall, right?
Yeah, even though I'm not.
I think we're very similar, right? Like we'd like a jean, a boot, and a sweater. And I was mad at Jerry Seinfeld because he made a smart-ass comment to me. After I made a not what I thought was a smart-ass comment. I thought my comment to you was very endearing, which is, you look really pretty. I like what you've done with your blush today.
You're such a bitch.
To which you replied, "How's your burgundy sweater?"
And this is how we communicate, folks.
And I said, "What's wrong with burgundy? Is it not a popular color?" And you said, "No, it's just burgundy." I'm like, "Well," you texted saying you were owning black tonight.
And I did own black that night.
Right. So that's why I was in a burgundy
sweater. I didn't
have
an exorbitant amount of blush on, Lisa.
I could see the glow.
Well, that's good, because the glowing is good.
It was a little shade of pink.
It was a lovely shade of pink.
I was just pointing it out because I thought you looked so pretty.
Shut up. You didn't.
Yeah, I did too. I did too.
None of your comments are ever directed in a nice way.
Samantha.
We're such assholes. I cannot believe it.
Totally assholes, right? Totally. So so I was reading something in a cooking article.
Oh, yeah.
And they kept talking about snickerdoodle. What the fuck is a snickerdoodle?
Okay. So I honestly didn't know how to answer that. So who, you know who did?
Who?
Alexa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So according to her, it is made of fat, flour, sugar, salt, and it's rolled in cinnamon sugar.
Do we need snickerdoodle in our life?
You do need a snickerdoodle in your life.
What does it do? What purpose does snickerdoodle serve?
Well, I think for one, you know, one point would be you love cinnamon sugar.
I love cinnamon sugar.
That would be why you would need it. And it has fat and sugar. So it has fat and sugar. And then cinnamon sugar.
Where does one encounter snickerdoodle?
I think you can find them at a grocery store, Lisa. Or a bakery.
And they're just called snickerdoodles?
Snickerdoodle.
It's like a, what is it? Is it a cookie? Is it a cake? What is it?
It's a cookie.
Okay. I didn't know.
How did you not know what a snickerdoodle was?
I don't know what a snickerdoodle is.
It's a cookie.
I thought it was another crossbred dog. Like the schnauzer and the doodle. Snickerdoodle.
Like a labradoodle.
Right, like that type of thing. I didn't know it was edible.
No, a snickerdoodle is not a dog.
I thought it was some sort of a dog.
It's not a dog.
Right? What type of dog is that? It's a snickerdoodle.
Oh my God, this conversation just went away. Like, seriously, you thought it was a dog?
Well, labradoodle's a dog.
Yes, but have you heard of a snicker dog?
No, but there might be like a schnauzer, like a schnauzer dog, snickerdoodle. I don't know.
That's got snicker and schnauzer in no way are together in that conversation.
I don't know. I didn't realize it was a food. Hence why I asked the question. Not to be made fun of, thank you.
Oh,
and that's
all right.
The problem, right?
That's the problem.
I come to you with an honest question.
Oh,
and
yes.
You make fun of me.
Yes, and you innocently say, "Oh, I like your blush."
I just thought it was very pretty.
Shut up.
It's very pretty, your blush.
Oh, you know, and what? One thing about Seinfeld, it was too fucking hot in there.
It was hot. It was hot.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was icky. It was sticky. And I'm like, did you forget to turn the air conditioning on?
You're in an arena.
We're sitting on ice, for Christ's sake.
There was no ice. I feel that there was no ice. It was warm. It was warm. It was warm for sure, Samantha. Thanks for letting me know about the snickerdoodle.
You're welcome. I try to help where I can.
Well, if that's what we want to call it.
That's what I'm going
to
call it.
All right. Let's stick to that story.
Okay, guys. We want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might just find us mentioning it here on the podcast. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. You never know when you might need a t-shirt with Lisa's and my face on
it. And we're revamping it.
Yes. Maybe something Christmassy would be nice.
We're just trying a few new things.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. We want to thank John Domingo for putting our podcast together. He is the best kept secret in podcasting.
Samantha, to anybody that we may have offended talking about socks and Crocs, Crocs and socks, I have to be 100% honest. I can live with it.
As can I.
I feel I can live with whoever we've upset. Short-term upset, hopefully.
Short-term.
But I feel it needed to be addressed.
It totally did.
It didn't look good.
No.
And it was with a sweatpant.
Oh, and that was the kicker.
I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure hey, Jude on the bus, did you listen to our podcast a few weeks ago? Because we talked about you. Dude with the sweatpant and the zipper in your pocket the whole
bit. Dude with the sweatpant.
Right? Oh, my goodness, Samantha. All right. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good.
All right. Let's have a great week, friends of the podcast. Remember,
yes.
Keep mentioning us to all your friends. Get everybody out there listening.
Yes. Get them to listen, subscribe, download.
The whole bit. Nothing but fun. Remember, just tell them. Nothing but fun.
Nothing but fun.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.